The film of your brain is a map drawn by conquerors flying the banner of exploration and misnaming all the islands. Yet we sail through the clouds swirling in this hemisphere, navigate rivers of silver till we find the white slash circled in red that tells us stroke, hemorrhage, as if saying that monsters dwell here at the edge of the world, and nowhere do we see the lake where one night we drifted in a wooden boat with a bottle of wine and dangled sparklers over the starry water.
Thank you. George Fenton, leading the BBC Concert Orchestra in a battle of will. From the soundtrack to the TV series about life in the planet's polar regions, and the episode about winter on Frozen Planet, here on Deep Threes. Bibio began our set at the spinny view of Hinkley Point, off the Green EP. German minimalist sound poet Marcin Jules favored us with Beauty Fear 7 from his 8th album on Octave. We cleared away the debris left by Mark Streitenfeld on the Prometheus soundtrack. British producer-actress told us we were forgiven after our visit to Ghettoville. Monolake took a Polaroid and T++ remixed it until it looked like the monsters at the edge of the world, as described by Martin Espada. For now the dead will dance the mambo, with visions of space cats, as drawn by STL at disconnected moments, such as Untitled 3 from the Swedish duo Tommy Awards 2014 Sessions. The name of the show is Deep Threes. My name is Jay. I hope you enjoyed the show just as much as I enjoyed bringing it to you. I leave you with the Eclipse Quartet and a performance of Morton Feldman's Piano and String Quartet, composed in 1985. You can always check out show archives and playlists on the web at d3s.fm. Until next time, thanks for listening. Thank you.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizerwitz, and this is Climate Connections. Climate scientists do not have crystal balls, but they do have climate models that provide remarkably accurate projections of global warming, and have done so for decades. Zeke Hausfather is a research scientist at Berkeley Earth. He looked at climate models dating back to the 1970s and evaluated their predictions for how increasing carbon dioxide in the atmosphere would affect global temperatures.
A lot of those early models ended up proving quite prescient in terms of predicting what would actually happen in the real world in the years after they were published. Of the 17 we looked at, 14 of them were pretty much spot on.
And he says today's climate models are far more advanced. They incorporate vast quantities of data about land cover, air circulation patterns, Earth's rotation, and carbon pollution to create localized projections for heat, precipitation, and sea level rise. And they simulate a range of scenarios
that reflect a wide range of possible futures, you know, a world where we rapidly cut emissions, a world where we rapidly increase emissions, and everything in between.
The models provide reliable projections based on each scenario, but which outcome becomes reality will depend on the steps that people take to reduce carbon pollution and limit climate change. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
You are now listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Simon Fraser University in Burnaby, British Columbia. We strive to provide perspectives that are rarely expressed in mainstream media. If you'd like to know more about us, check out our website at cjsf.ca.